So probably not a huge surprise, but our court system's in crisis. We've got new data shows wait times for serious High Court criminal trials has risen to 23 months. Should we call that, 2 years? While the number of family court applications waiting longer than 2 years has more than doubled since 2017. The National Party Court spokesperson Chris Pink's with us. Chris, morning.
Morning, Mike.
How much do they blame COVID? I bet you they blame COVID for all of this.
Almost entirely. Truth be told, the situation's been deteriorating big time since 2017. Long-standing issues, to be fair, including, back further than that, but it's got a lot worse under their watch. COVID's only part of it. The trend was already down before that.
Do we have any indication to how much the system is being gamed by lawyers and people who want to game it?
Well, I think the answer is that there's always opportunities in a system that's not well set up for people to take advantage. But the reality is that in some settings where actually that isn't the case, for example, the coroner's court, you talked before about not wanting to have to go to court, and that's entirely reasonable. It's a bit like the dentist, you don't want to have to go. But it's important, you know, in the coroner's court, we've got families waiting over 5 years for an answer what sudden death happened to their loved one. Mm-hmm. You know, those number of families has jumped from 75 to 189. Since 2017. So it's just a big blowout, and there's always an element of gaming or taking advantage, but the system allows it. There's been nothing done to make sure we've got a better way of enabling families to get justice.
And the reason nothing's been done, as far as I can work out, is William Seah, who's leaving, of course, politics, but is no longer Minister of the Courts. As Minister of the Courts, and this is the fascinating insight you've been able to glean, between April and June of last year, he dedicated his ministerial diary 9 hours and 15 minutes to the topic. He's not interested.
Yeah, exactly. A whole quarter and less than 10 hours into a real crisis area for this government, and actually more important for this country. So, plenty of time in other portfolios, and that's fine. Other things are important too. But the reality is Labor hasn't put a priority on that, either from the last guy or, dare I say it, the much-vaunted cabinet reshuffle, the promotion of new talents and bread-and-butter issues. Well, this is a pretty important issue for a lot of New Zealanders. And we've got the new chap, lovely guy, by the way, Rino Terekasane, but he's never been a minister before. He's lowly ranked, he's outside cabinet, and goodness knows what kind of difference he's going to be allowed to make either.
Does this go to their broader justice view, Andrew's little view, you let people out of prison, you go easy? Is this all part of this overarching ideology they've got?
Well, a little bit of that, but some of it's actually just flat out incompetence, to be honest, or lack of attention to, bread and butter issues, because there is an element where, people who, particularly victims who have been subject to something really awful that's happened to them, they wait to tell their story, they wait longer. I presume that at some level there's an argument from someone who's been accused of a crime that they've already done their time waiting up to be heard and having their life put on hold, and that they shouldn't then have the jail time at the end of that because they've actually been in custody all that time. And actually, maybe sometimes that's a reasonable argument. You know, we've got people who are entitled to be presumed innocent till proven guilty, and they don't get the chance to prove it one way or the other, so we all lose out.
Do you fix it? Is it easily fixed with just resource, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, actually, I don't think resource is the key. I mean, obviously, more resources help. You can always throw more money at a problem, but as we've seen in other areas of government policy, that doesn't make it better, sometimes worse if you've got, the health restructuring taking us all backwards, for example. But in the court's place, there are some pretty easy, quick wins they could get. And number one, they can use technology a lot better. So we've got audiovisual links can be used. That's your Zoom or your Skype or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is, under COVID, they actually allowed some of the stuff to free things up a little bit, which was the right move. And we said, good on you, we support you in that. But how about we make it permanent because the problem isn't going away? And they said, no, we need a bit more time to consult and consider about that. These are major changes. Well, the major changes are needed. You can have the courts open a lot more of the time. I mean, how many businesses or operations that were really battling to survive wouldn't open on the weekends or in the evenings? Courts are, it's gentleman hours. And then you've got other ways of, just solving disputes as well, and they just don't have the imagination or the impetus or seem to be interested enough to do anything about it.
Appreciate it very much, Chris. Chris Pink, who is the National Party's court spokesperson.